we're going to go ahead and start and open this morning with our passage of Scripture, which is found in Isaiah chapter 25, verses 4 to 9. If you have your Bibles and would like to follow along, we'd love to have you join us. Isaiah chapter 25, verses 4 to 9. You have been a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm and a shade from the heat. For the breath of the ruthless is like a storm driving against a wall. And like the heat of the desert, you silence the uproar of foreigners as heat is reduced by the shadow of a cloud. So the song of the ruthless is stilled. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain, he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove the disgrace of his people from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day they will say, surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for this day, Lord, this special time to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And we're grateful, Lord, that you provided this wonderful plan of salvation for each one of us, that we might be saved. And we just pray, Lord, that your presence would be with us this morning as we lift up your name and glorify you and bless those who are unable to be with us as well. In Jesus' name, amen. We'd love for you to stand and join with us in singing. Come into his presence.
resurrection.
And his resurrection power is moving in his power, that Jesus might be glorified.
Amen. And in the hymnals next to you, if you will turn to hymn 155.
Taken away, my pain is healed in his name.
you may be seated and take your Bibles and let us turn to Psalm number 30. And let us begin. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. O Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I called. To the Lord I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction, in my going down into the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. You turn my wailing into dancing. You remove my sackcloth and clothe me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever. Amen. Let's continue to pray.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in all things hold together. And he is the head, the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that everything he might have the supremacy, for God was pleased to have the fullness dwell in him. And through him he reconciles to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
Strong. Saints and angels sung.